Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Miles. May I please have your email address so I may better assist you?
FRYE12773@verizon.net.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your account in our database.
Okay.
And can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Yeah, it's Dan Fry.
Thank you. And I see that you visited our website, homevalue.us.org. And how may I help you today, sir?
Well, I paid for a report. And then they told me to come over here and log in and get the report. And I got something that popped up here about a car. I'm not buying a car. This is a report on a house.
Right. So
this
on the right hand,
this is some kind of marketing program to get me to look at all of your ways that you can help me. It's a poor marketing report. I want that report. And I want out of here.
Well, on the right hand side of the screen, you would want to choose the option for property records. And then you would just simply enter the address and perform your search. Like, what is the address that you would like a report on?
2025 South Valley Parkway. Property records. There it is. Now, that, well, it was covered up with a something that had popped up about you keeping my password, and I don't need anybody to keep my password.
And in what city and state is 2025 South Valley Parkway?
Louisville, Lewisville, Texas, 75067 over there.
Okay, and the report is available for you to view. You might refresh the page that you're on and look for where it says recent activity, and there'll be a big blue button that says view report.
Okay, so the page I'm looking at now says new property record search. Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, that's, do I need to put that on there again?
Now, you can just refresh that page. You can either use the little circle with the arrow in the upper right on your address bar of your internet browser, or you can just press the F5 key on your keyboard to refresh the page.
Okay, F5. Thank you very much. That went back to driving records. Let me see. Property records. There that is, yeah. It didn't seem refreshing.
Scroll down and see if you see recent activity.
Yep, there that is.
And then there should be a big blue button that says view report.
Okay, let me get rid of this thing. Big blue button. No, I got a big blue square that says submit, but I don't have any big blue button. Says
yeah, the big
report.
Blue. That, yeah, there should be a big blue square that says view report.
Oh, yeah, there that is. Button kind of indicates around. Okay, 73. Okay, now it says that two bedrooms, three baths. Two bedrooms, two baths. Okay. Three bedrooms, two baths, yeah. Okay, yeah, that is that job there. Okay, now that's pretty good. And I just go on down and go, let's see, and then right on down, total assessment, 415. Well, you know what? You're pretty close on that because I got one over here I paid $20,000 for, and you got it at $147,000.
Oh, wow.
800 square feet, built 1949. I think you missed that one.
Oh, okay. I understand.
But, yeah, this is good. That's just about what I thought. Okay. You guys are hitting real close on this one. Well, thank you so much, and have a great afternoon.
You too. You're very welcome. And I would like to thank you very much for your call today to homevalue.us.org. I'd like to thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. And can I print this thing? How do I do that? Can you print that?
Yes, if you'd like to print it out, just hold the control key on your keyboard and press the letter P. That'll bring up a print preview, and then you can choose how you'd like to print it out.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.